Okay. This is the Board of Directors meeting for September 23rd, 2025 at 5:00. Call to order, please.
Well, you want me to do the roll call? Call it, you
just call it.
Regular meeting of Sewage Commission, Oroville Region, September 23rd, 2025 at 5 p.m.
Sorry, I'm still suffering from jet lag.
It's all good. Straight back from Switzerland. You're good that you're even standing up.
Okay, roll call.
Yeah, roll. Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Hatley.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci is on Zoom, but the computer's messing up, so we will get him back here in a second. Commissioner Pittman?
Here.
Commissioner Goodson?
Here.
Okay, let's stand for the flag salute. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Acknowledgement of visitors. I don't see any in the building. Do we have anybody on Zoom other than Rich?
Nope.
Okay. Board meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we included the board meeting minutes from the August 26th meeting in your packet. If there was any mistakes that you guys noticed or edits that need to be made, you can let me know now and I will make sure that they happen.
Any questions?
I saw none.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. Employee safety meeting minutes?
Yes, Madam Chair. So we held a safety meeting here at SCORE on September 17th, a safety meeting, and we included the minutes in your packet. If there's any questions, I can answer those now.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
Do we need to make a motion for those, or we're good?
No, we're good.
No, it's just for safety.
Yeah.
Authorization of warrants?
Yes, I came down here with Manager Sturdivant, went over the warrants list. Warrants paid at this meeting are numbers 30610 through 30654 in the amount of $285,473.69, including Commissioner's checks numbers 11702 through 11707 and electronic fund transfers. So I make a motion we approve the warrants list.
You made the motion.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Fiscal report.
Yes, Madam Chair. So we're still doing our annual audit. And so hopefully by next month that'll be done and we will have the July and August fiscal statements along with the September and your October packet. We do have the bank reconciliations for you.
Any questions? Okay. Hourly wage schedule.
Yes, so every year on September 1st, SCORE employees get an annual cost of living raise. If it's over 5%, board policy says we need to bring it to the board for you for approval. If it's under 5%, it's automatic. So it was 2.9% this year, so it was automatic. But by law for PERS, the board has to accept the new hourly wage schedule. So as we changed it with the cost of living increase, now you guys need to approve it, and we included that in the packet.
Any questions?
I'll make a motion that we approve the hourly wage schedule, Appendix 2.
Second that.
This needs a roll call?
Yes. Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Consider a proposal for a new boardroom table.
Yes, Madam Chair. So I went and got some proposals. We included those in your packet. We have four. One is the same size as this currently. Well, it actually would be a little bit bigger. This portion here would be stepped out, and there would be another corner portion on the, like these sides here. So it would make a, you know, the one big shape. The other three, that is the most expensive one. It's a little bit bigger than this one would be. The other three are smaller than this one, but they'll fit the same amount of people at the table. The seating would be the same. Our recommendation is the cherry one. It's the cheapest one. I think it's $11,700. I believe it's on the dark green, cup paper there. But this is, you guys didn't ask me to go look for new boardroom tables. So this is 100% your guys. Obviously, all these choices are your choices, but it's 100% up to you guys. If you want a new boardroom table, it also would have two break room tables that would go with it. They're modular, so we'd be able to break them down for like classroom settings when we do trainings and things like that. For our barbecues, whatever, we'd be able to use them for multi-purpose. We did have them come in and check to see if this one could be repaired. That's how this all started, and it can't really. It's veneer. They could bolt some new stuff to the top of it or like glue some new wood to the top of it, but the actual table itself, this is like really thin, and if they started to sand it or whatever, it would just sand through. So our recommendation, if you guys want a new boardroom table and break tables, would be the cherry one, the dark green one at $11,000, cost not to exceed $11,768. And then, yeah, this is the image of what the final product would look like. All four of them.
Ken.
Oh, here, let's see.
You gonna share? Oh, he'll share the screen.
Yeah. And also, aren't the two long tables ones really, or if not both, really wobbly?
Yes, these ones are horrible. They're if you even touch them, they just move around real bad, and then they don't match these ones at all. Mm-hmm. As we were starting to improve everything here at SCORE, you know, roof, plant, everything, I just figured we might as well have a nice boardroom table for you guys too, and for classroom situations.
I think it'd be nice if
yes,
it matches
ma'am.
Too.
Yeah.
So I'm in agreement. I'm the kind of person that likes to match. So can they throw a coat of stain, matching stain, on the kitchen cabinets?
My plan was eventually to replace all the cabinetry too with the same exact
yes.
wood that you guys choose for
okay.
for today's table.
Continuity.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good. Can I have one more question?
Yeah, sure.
So what was this? Did you have this budgeted for in the last budget?
I did not budget
it.
I would take it out of the contingency. We have $100,000 in contingency in this annual budget for this year. So I would just take it out of that.
All right, perfect. I don't have any questions.
So with Miller's? Be doing the cabinetry as well?
Probably
and
if we
can. Did you ask for a quote?
I didn't ask for that. Not yet.
I was thinking
I was going to do that.
Commissioner Goodson, about getting back with them and seeing if that's something that you planned on, seeing how much more it would be mm-hmm. to possibly do it all in one shot.
Right.
Okay. Cool. We could table this until then, and I can add to the quotes yeah. if that's what you guys want to do.
I think that's a great idea. Just get it all done in one shot.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
In fact, I would just authorize you to go ahead and do it. I mean, if we got the low bid, that makes sense to just
yes.
get it done.
I would totally agree with that. Yeah.
It'd come out
a bookshelf in there too.
About 13 or less.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to give me authorization to do the table and then a certain amount not to exceed
mm-hmm.
for the cabinets and then bring it back if it would to go over that amount
yeah,
or something?
Right.
So
yeah.
maybe like a total like 15. This is 11.7, so maybe
right.
like 15 out the door.
Okay.
And if
right.
it goes above 15, then I'll bring it back.
Yep.
Okay.
How many cabinets are over there?
We've
What's
got
that?
This overhead
1, 2,
one
3,
here.
4, 5 over
the
here.
Bottom cabinet.
And then we have some over there.
There's yeah. this little one, and then there's one more little one in the hallway here.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So Ryan, would we say like not to exceed for $15,000 for both table and cabinetry, and if it goes above that, bring it back, something of that
Yeah, give yourself as much yeah room, but if you think $15,000 is enough, that'd be good, because you don't want to have to come back.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, to be honest.
I don't know if that's going
to It probably
be
won't, to be honest. I don't know.
Cabinets are expensive.
Yeah, they are. Everything's expensive. I was shocked. I got one quote for this for $40,000. I mean, obviously, you're not seeing that because you would fire me for even bringing that in the door. But yeah, no, this stuff, I was like, I mean, if you get on Uline and get particle board tables, they're $7,000. I mean, stuff is ridiculous nowadays. So I don't know what number you guys would be comfortable with on that.
Well, I make a motion to use the your estimate recommendation of $1,464 estimate and to carry that up to $15,000 as needed.
I'll second that.
Okay.
I'm just curious, who was at $40,000?
Who was that? It was Bidwell.
Yeah.
Bidwell something in Chico, and then I had another one, Bidwell Wood and Iron, and then I had another one from Tom Harris Customs in Yuba City for 35, I think.
It's not surprising we built the new apartments up in Paradise for the Housing Authority. the build on that one for 12 units was $535,000 a door.
Yeah.
And the cabinets were a big issue because they brought the wrong one and they had to take them all back. And the particle board, federal standards won't allow particle board anymore. So
gotcha.
It became very expensive for the contractor. Very expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. I think you dangle the carrot too for that price as to. Then maybe we'll fill the bookshelf and get it done too.
The other, it's immaterial to me, but where does these tables go? Is there another one of the agencies that needs a table?
That's what I was going to probably do. I was going to probably start asking around to see who could use some tables. Because we won't have any use for them.
I would just start with
We could probably take one and put it in the shop and
use it. Loepud's got a new office
for something.
Coming.
But yeah, Loepud's got their new building that they just got the over there. We could donate.
Yeah, well, we have a nonprofit. Or something like that, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it, just agencies, nonprofits? Who do you open it up to?
No, I mean,
I would do the agencies first and nonprofits after that.
Yeah, so. I'll call around and ask.
So how much does that leave you for the cabinets?
That would leave us
$3,300.
Yeah,
not
that's
gonna,
not
probably
enough.
Not gonna do it.
We need at least 5,000 extra because I just had some cabinets put in my bathroom and it was like $6,000.
Wow.
So do we want to go maybe, this is 11.7 for the table, so 17,000? That would be 5,300.
Yeah. I think 17.
But you would lowball them.
For yeah, I won't just go, hey, we'll give you 17 grand to do some cabinets. No, I'll say how much would it be extra to do the same wood cabinets that match?
Right.
Yeah, I'll start there.
Okay. Hey guys, I might be able to talk to them and get in that bookshelf.
Yeah. No, that was kind of my plan is to do all of it, you know, so it looks real nice. And then eventually the floor
the
and everything. Yeah, exactly.
Or just move the bookshelf somewhere else.
We're going to have construction. the bathrooms are going to change here at phase two. We're getting a woman's locker room because there's no woman's facility in the place and it's 2025 and that's ridiculous. So anyways, we're going to get a woman's locker room in up here in the front. They're going to have a shower facility, lockers, whatever. So after that's done, that's probably when we'll attack the floor. Total?
Yeah.
10.
See, I know this very well.
Two women.
Section 3850, when you have over five, you have to have separate facilities.
There you go.
I had to do it at the fire station.
Yeah. So we have a separate bathroom, but there's no place for them to change. And no woman in the world would want to go in that locker room and do anything. So they need their own space.
I'm just saying that's the argument for it, because I had to do a $30,000 remodel at the police fire station.
Yeah.
I did not have that. And sending them over to the police department to use the police department's bathroom facilities was not acceptable. So.
Yeah, women are funny about things like that.
Just a little bit.
Okay, so we're going to update to 17,000.
Mm-hmm. So we need maybe an amended motion or substitute
motion. Amended motion to $17,000 for that bid that I mentioned.
Right.
Okay.
1464.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Roll call.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Okay, moving right along, we have the SCORE policy 2930, sending flowers and sympathy cards.
Yeah, getting back to everything costing a lot of money. Lori's brother-in-law passed away, and SCORE policy says that we'll buy your flowers for your family members and that type of thing. So we went to go do it, and we had the $75 cap that I believe this board has already approved me to go up. It was 50 when I first took over.
Yeah.
We raised it to 75. The cheapest thing we could find was $89.
Where? Orville Flowers?
I forget what the ladies looked at it. And so I approved that at $89 to buy the thing, but we were asking to raise it to $125. I mean, hopefully we don't have to buy a bunch of flowers for people dying, but we would like to be able to buy the appropriate flowers.
Really
so. But I'm going off what the ladies told me everything cost with that $125.
Yep. No, that's cheap. That is a good price, $125.
Yeah.
So.
That's
I keep telling my husband, oh, we're live. Take the money.
Yeah, you don't want David to have a recording of that.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we amend SCORE policy 2930 for sending flowers and sympathy cards to $125.
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Yep.
Commissioner Pittman.
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay, we have another resolution, 06-25, and policy 7260.
Yes, Madam Chair. So every year in September, SCORE staff takes a look at the connection fee, or it's the regional facility charge is what it's officially known as, but it's called the connection fee, and check and see if we need to raise it or lower it. Our last rate study that we did a couple years ago said it was fine. It was fine, and so we no recommendation to raise it. So just keep it as it is.
Hi, Rich. Hey, are you here?
Oh, here he is.
There he is.
Can you hear us?
Good to see you now.
He mentioned something earlier. Can you hear us, Rich?
I can hear you. I can't see you.
Uh-oh. Yeah, sorry, our camera's not working tonight.
We can see you, though.
And we can hear you.
Well, you better buy a new one.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to vote on that
17
one. Yeah, I'm broke. We just went 17 grand on a table. Yeah. So
come on.
Okay, any questions?
Motion to approve. Resolution 0625, SCORE policy 7260.
Second that, and do we need roll call?
Might as well.
Yeah.
Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Masolato?
Yes.
Commissioner Pittman?
Yes.
Unanimous.
Okay. Rich, could you hear everything that was going on prior?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
So, talking about the meetings for November and December of 2025 and adjusting the dates.
Yes, Madam Chair. So, generally, every year, SCORE changes the dates of the November meeting and the December meeting to not conflict with holidays. So we're asking to move the November meeting to Wednesday, November 19th. I know normally we meet on Tuesdays, but last year we had a conflict with the city and Thermalito because of that. So we learned our lesson, so we're going to move that to Wednesday, and then November 19th at 5 p.m., and then we are asking to move the December meeting to Wednesday, December 17th at 11 a.m., because that's when we do our Christmas luncheon right after that.
Okay. I checked my calendar. That works. Mm-hmm. Is that good
I'm
for
good.
Everyone else?
I'm good.
Rich?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine with me. Okay. I'm putting him in right now. December 7th.
I have a calendar, so yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Attorney report?
Yeah, just the items that you've reviewed, I've already counseled on those. They're all in good order, which is good since you already passed them all. But would have spoken up if there was a problem. Litigation wise, nothing substantive to report or update. Maybe there'll be an update by next month, but at this point, kind of status quo. And
still in the stall mode?
Yeah. So if there's any questions for me, that's my report tonight.
Okay. Janet, do you have any questions?
She's going to hold them.
Okay, let's move on to the manager's report.
Yeah, so we pulled our quarterly samples for this week. We're taking them down to Napa at a Pacific Ecorist, our laboratory. All looks great there. Plant upgrade, everything's on schedule. We are dealing with a potential high price change order. I'll let you guys know if that happens, but it's significant, maybe a couple $100,000. So I'm going to try to fight them on that, but there were some things wrong in the plan. So our Rudy Creek pump station, we're planning on going out to bid for that on October 1st. So that's rocking and rolling. We're pretty happy about that. The solar array that you guys approved a couple months back, that is rocking and rolling too. The ground got graded. The fencing contractor's on site currently putting up the fence. We're working with the city in that capacity to make sure that we don't do anything weird and put the fence in the wrong spot. Mm. We're trying to be good neighbors there. The upgrade phase two, myself and, or more Micah than myself, but we're wrapping up the application for the SRF, the State Revolving Funds loan. It's due by November, and then you guys will have a choice to make whether you guys want to move on and take that loan or whether we want to look at other alternatives. As far as SCORE here, any meetings we've had, myself and Plant Supervisor Michael Salci met with Andy Pickett, the guy who runs the county. We had heard through the grapevine that the county had been offered some more money for the disaster relief, and so we went there to have a meeting with him to say, hey, you know, you guys kind of gave us an unfair haircut, we felt like, in the first round of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So can you give us some more money? And they're trying to vet some other projects. So this is where, if you guys have any political say or sway at the county, then maybe we can start doing that. I was going to go talk to Supervisor Connolly, but I didn't want to do that without letting you guys know that I was going to go do that, to see if he could put any pressure on them to maybe, he helped us out last time with the 10.3 that we got, so I was going to go talk to him, but like I said, I didn't want to step out of my bounds and do anything political without letting you guys know that I was going to do that. As far as the entity reports, we met with, we all had a JPA meeting with the county, so it's the JPA members and the county, and everyone, all three agencies and SCORE were here, and it went good. I thought it was a good meeting, and we are all going with LOAPUD. We will be down there with them on Thursday. We're going to the Central Valley Water Association meeting with them, so that's all I have to report. If there's any questions.
Any news about the Palermo sewer idea?
So they ran in, we talked about that in our JPA meeting. One of the issues that they're having there, and the LOAPUD board members might be able to have a little bit more detail on this, is there's a ton of roads out there that the easements are incorrect. And so they're basically private roads, but the county's been taking care of them for like 25 years. So the precedence has been set that they're the county's now because of that. But the county doesn't have the easements on them. So trying to get, there's something like 700 easements. I mean, it's a ridiculous amount. 700 easements that they need to figure out how to get those situated. And just the cost of doing that's supposed to be like $2 million. And the state's kind of like, hey. So Dave at LOAPUD's trying to work through that. And I'm just kind of getting a secondhand story on that. But and then we got a little bit more from the county. So on our JPA meeting, and the county's trying to fix their end of that. But you know, the county's going, they're not our roads. And it's like, but you've been taking care of them for 25 years. And people are driving on them like they're public access roads and everything. So anyways, not a whole lot to report other than it's hit the brakes pretty good on that.
Well, and I can add to that, because we dealt with it up in Berry Creek, and what happened is the county back in 1920s, 1910, when they did subdivisions, they wanted you to own to the center of the roadway, because then that portion of the roadway was yours to take care of.
Right.
So you, as a property owner, had to take care of the roadway in front of your property because you were setting the roadway. And they didn't do any, you know, adjustments for the roadway to actually be there. And so that's a lingering problem that comes from the county, the way they set up those deeds and property lines. And I'm sure Palermo is exactly like that. And that's, when I heard that, I go, oh shit, here we go again.
Yes, so the county can use the roads because they have prescriptive rights.
Yeah.
But for us to put our
utilities here,
they don't own that right where the easements are. The roads are off.
And any sort of funding application through the state, they're going to want proof that it's your road and it's your easement.
That you can do the work. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The owner is not going to say no, you can't do the work.
Trying to avoid that liability.
Because they are installing some water lines out there now.
Yeah, South Feather's moving forward with that part of it. Yes, the water part of it. But the sewer part of it's hit a little snag with this.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll get through it eventually, but you know, the state's just going to have to come loose with more money than they wanted to. That's essentially what it is. I think they had budgeted like $10 million and that's not going to cut it.
I appreciate that. I know I've heard different things. It's good to hear that it's not getting anywhere. It's just like, oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Next item is visitors' comments, no visitors. And then we have commissioner and staff comments. You want to go around the room? Janet, do you have anything to add?
Not at this time.
Okay. Dave, you always have something to say.
Something to say. Just that we're meeting tomorrow with the Butte County Association of Governments is hosting the California Traffic Commission here this week. And we have a meeting with them tomorrow, and then Thursday night, and then Friday morning to advocate for local road projects, not only in the county, but also specifically to Oroville. And our ask is about $40 million for specific roads in Oroville. And that presentation goes to them on Friday. So I gotta give credit to the BK Ivan, really, because he doesn't just talk, he gets the people here and shows them what their problems are. and gets people boots on the ground. So hopefully that'll be successful this week. And our city staff is gearing up for that presentation to mostly Washington Avenue. Would be about a $40 million project to widen that out to a decent width and carry it all the way out to Table Mountain and Nelson.
That would be nice.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. It's the only north-south corridor we have in Orville other than the freeway. Mm-hmm. You really can't go north and south in town unless you go in Washington. So yeah. It's an interesting proposition. But that's going on the end of this week, and I got to give credit to BK to put that all together. So
thank you.
And of course, the PUC hearing, which we won't talk about. Fluoride.
Yeah. Rich, do you have anything to report from Boston?
I do not.
Okay. Mark?
It's bedtime.
Yeah. Nope, I'm good.
Trevor?
I have nothing.
Okay. Well, I have nothing to say either. Mm-hmm. So, with that in mind, we'll move to the next item, which is adjourning the meeting, which is, wow, that was fast, 5:25, meeting adjourned. And the next meeting is October 28th, 2025 at 5:00.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Thanks, Rich.
Bye, Rich. Get some rest.
Thank you, Commissioner Salvucci.
Sorry for the computer trouble.